The Cheddar Cheese Sandwich. Now, if you've ever been to the UK before, you'll know there are some differences compared to Spain, but probably not enough to create any kind of culture shock. I mean, it's not exactly the same as going trekking up the Inca Trail or canoeing through the Amazon. During Isabel's first visit to the UK, however, she discovered quite a few things which have left a permanent impression on her. She was on a one-month English immersion program, you see, and had ended up staying with a couple in Scotland. Isabel admits that she was a little bit worried at the time because she'd heard some strange legends about the Brits. They were very dirty, for instance, didn't shower and only had a bath once a week. And by the way, before we go any further, I'd just like to confirm that this isn't true. If it were, then we definitely wouldn't have got married. Every single wedding guest would have needed to wear a peg on their nose, and that would have been far too expensive. Anyway, back to the story. Isabel had also heard a few stereotypes from Scotland, of course. Bagpipes, kilts, haggis. But at first, all of her assumptions were blown away. The couple she was staying with picked her up at the airport and at first seemed absolutely delightful. Jim and Barbara were in their 70s. And lived in a lovely five-bedroom house, packed with English students. They appeared to be very nice, and everything seemed fine. In fact, at first, it was Isabel who came across as the weird one after trying to get into the driver's seat of their car when they picked her up.
Oops!
She forgot the steering wheel is on the right-hand side in British cars, you see. But everybody had a good laugh about it, and that was that. It soon became clear, however, that Jim and Barbara weren't the most dedicated of host families. They did their best to ignore the students, and having any kind of conversation with them was completely out of the question. John and Barbara's whole existence seemed to revolve around watching TV and eating snacks, which they'd happily do all day long.
Here he is.
In fact, they'd only pause at lunch and dinner time to prepare the cheapest, nastiest food possible for their students. For Isabel, the worst thing was the lunch. Every single day, she'd be given the same thing. A sandwich with some kind of orange cheese in it. Just that, butter, and nothing else. This bizarre orange cheese was a new experience for Isabel, and not one she was keen to repeat every single day of the month. She eventually found out that this cheese was known as cheddar, one of the most popular cheeses in the UK. But this knowledge didn't make the sandwich any more pleasant for someone who'd grown up with a nice Mediterranean diet. When it came to dinner time, things were just as bad. Everything seemed to be beige or brown, so much so that Isabel was forced to cover it in ketchup. not only to add a bit of colour, but also some taste. But it was during dinner time, however, that Isabel became inspired. And a way out of her orange cheese dilemma presented itself. There was an Italian student staying there as well, who hated the food just as much as Isabel, but had a system in place to deal with it. She'd come down to dinner every night at 6 p.m. with a plastic bag hidden in her pocket, and as soon as Barbara turned around, she'd leap into action. Quick as a flash, the Italian girl would scrape every last bit of food into the bag and then hide it under the table. Isabel wasn't sure what she did with the food after she took it back upstairs to her room, but the idea itself was pure genius. Isabel took every opportunity she could to get out of Jim and Barbara's house over that long month. She went on a lot of organised excursions and spent a lot of time studying with her new friends. That is why, on her final night in Edinburgh, she stayed at a friend's house. Annoyingly, she also overslept because she didn't have her very specific alarm clock to wake her up. You see, Isabel's mother would phone every single morning at 8 a.m. At which point, Barbara would scream up the stairs.
Wakey, wakey, Isabel! Your mum's on the phone!
And this, of course, had the same effect as about 5 or 6 strong espressos. That morning, however, she didn't wake up and was in serious danger of missing her flight back home. She called Jim and Barbara, who very kindly agreed to go up to her room, collect her luggage, and meet her at the school with it. There was just one thing she'd forgotten about. Isabel had not only been inspired by the Italian student and her plastic bag, but had been using the same technique herself for a month. And her own plastic bag, which contained all of the orange cheese sandwiches from the previous week, was in her room waiting to be thrown away. Or discovered by anyone who happened to walk in. Like Jim and Barbara, for instance. When they met Isabel at the school with her luggage, it was obvious they'd discovered the bag. They had clearly put 2 and 2 together and now knew exactly what had been going on. Isabel could tell by their very forced goodbye.
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 Isabel felt so embarrassed that she could barely look them in the eye. Since that experience all those years ago, Isabel has always hated orange cheese. In fact, she can't even walk down the cheese aisle in a supermarket without feeling panicky. Anyway, please don't let this story put you off British cheese. I promise you, you'll love it.